Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world? It's your girl, T Fizzle, and today is the official test day of my channel here on Blog Talk Radio, and we're going to be talking today about reality TV shows and how people feel about them. Do you guys think that it's hurting our community or is it helping our community? So bear with me. I'm still trying to learn the ropes. Okay, we got some callers here calling in. So I'm trying to get you guys on so we can get you guys on here. I'm trying to figure out the buttons, you guys. Just bear with me here. Okay, we have a caller from 803.
Hey, it's Princess.
Hey, Princess.
Hey, and Markel.
Okay, good. I was trying to click the button and it kept, I don't know, it was acting real funny.
Uh-huh.
So everybody bear with me. I'm getting everything together now. We got somebody else calling in from area code 216. I'm going to go ahead and let you in as well. All right, who is this from 216?
This is Singleton 28.
What's up, Singleton?
What's up?
So tonight I wanted to go ahead, and there's also people in the chat room. Hello to everybody in the chat room here. I wanted everybody on the phone to go ahead and introduce themselves. I know there's one more person on here. He's another host. Can you introduce yourself?
Are you talking about Marty J?
Yes, sir. That's Marty J, y'all. So we're going to go ahead and get this show started. The topic tonight is reality television. As we see, they barely have any shows on TV anymore, like any good family shows or just shows with actors, period. Everything is turning into reality TV, and I want to know what you guys think about this, and I want to start a discussion about it. So what do you guys think about all these shows hosting reality TV and hosting people on there from the so-called real world?
Oh, wow. One thing is it's definitely taken over. Reality TV is definitely taken over, and it's addictive, and it's easy for people to get addicted to because you're wondering what's going to happen next week, so you're going to stay tuned on that particular channel just so you can tune in next week to find out what's happening or what's going to happen and go down, who's going to get voted off next week, who she's
mm-hmm.
going to hit in the face next week.
That's the truth. So, I mean, I guess what everybody, you know, has been saying lately is that it's just a lot of, it seems like a lot of the reality shows now are just, like, way, way out of control, like the stuff that they're showing, and so much of it is not reality. I think that's the part that irritates me is that they call it reality TV, but so much of it is scripted.
Yeah, you could say.
What do you guys think about that?
I believe it.
Fellas, y'all ain't got nothing to say?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it represents us well. I mean, it shows us that, you know, we either fighting each other or just acting like straight buffoons. And I just stopped watching it personally. It's just not reality, like how, you know, it's supposed to be portrayed.
Mm-hmm. I definitely feel you on that. And I think that's the part that bothers a lot of people. You know, we have so many shows out now. One of the first reality shows was The Real World on MTV. Back in, like, I believe that was, like, 92 when they were in New York. And that was pretty, you know, grounded. There was, like, a lot more respect. There was a point to the show. But now it seems like the shows that I'm seeing now on TV, it's more about, you know, who can do the wildest, craziest things to get camera time.
Right.
Yeah,
MTV exactly. Shows from like the hills, the city,
mm-hmm.
this, the, that. This, I mean, MTV was about music, the video.
Yeah.
Do you see a music video anymore?
No, you don't. It's like everything on MTV, BET, it's all about reality TV. And it's to the point now where it's like some of the people, like you're starting to see them on different shows, the same people. Have y'all ever noticed that where you'll see somebody on one reality show, then they'll be on another,
uh-huh,
and it's like, well, that's such and such from,
I've
you know?
I've seen that. I've seen one actor from one of MTV's date shows. I forgot her
mm-hmm.
name. It was one of these.
You talking about Pumpkin?
Yeah. And then
she was on, what was that, The Next Bus?
For Love. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've seen that episode, too.
For Love. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, yeah.
Call them actors.
Yeah, I think a lot of them are actors.
Yeah.
I definitely do. I think a lot of them are actors.
Right, because they're reading a strip. I think they are. I think it's all staged.
But see, unfortunately, a lot of younger kids, they don't look at it like, they're just faking. They're really thinking that that's the way to behave,
uh-huh.
especially a lot of, like, young girls, because you see kids out here, you know, ready to fight at the drop of a dime, little girls doing booty dances, imitating, like, the girls from Flavor of Love.
Right.
You know, and it just, you know, and it just seems like whenever they have us, like, especially what I don't like nowadays is the new real world, like the newer seasons.
Uh-huh.
It's nothing like how it used to be. Now it's
I
all
know.
About sex. You know, who's sleeping with who and, you know, who's doing this. And
right.
I think also, too, whenever they do have, like, a black person on the real world, they cast them in the same character. They're always the angry black person, male or female.
Right, exactly. They're always the one that bring the drama on the show.
Exactly. So now how do you guys feel about that, fellas, like, you know, as far as, you know, with them portraying the so-called angry black man
mm-hmm.
from all the reality shows, they're always ready to fight, they're always ready to, you know, they're always on the offense. I mean, do you guys think that that's a fair characterization, or do you think they're kind of playing it for the camera?
Well, I think it's both.
Mm-hmm.
definitely think it's both. And, I mean, I think it's not a good look when they put us as the same type of role in these reality shows. Because,
right.
I mean, we're not the only race that can act a damn fool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's clearly, when you look at some of these shows on some of these channels, I'm not going to say none of the names, but,
yeah.
I mean, you see people from different race, I mean, you know, different particular race acting damn fool. Doing all kind of crazy stuff on TV. And you're
mm-hmm.
like, did that person just do that? You know, and it's crazy. I mean,
I feel you on that one. So what do you guys feel about, okay, like I was asking the guys as far as like the angry black male role, how do you guys feel about that as fellas? Do people tend to, you know, judge you harshly or because of what they've seen on TV and they think that that represents all black males? Can you guys answer that for me?
Yeah, I've dealt with that. Like, I mean, if I'm not smiling or if I'm not cheery or, you know, giddy about something, I'm automatically, you know, mad about something. And that's not always the case. I could be, like, thinking about something or just have something on my
mind
at the time. So, yeah, I've dealt with that shit before.
Okay, Marty?
I've never been approached about actions of me being portrayed of somebody in reference to a reality show.
Not being approached as saying, "Oh, you look like such and such," or you know, but just do you think that the portrayal of people on these reality shows? Do you feel like people automatically equate that with black people or minority people? Because most of the black men that you see on these reality shows, they're always angry. They're always ready to fight. You know, they're always abrasive. They're always in somebody's face. So do you feel like that's a negative portrayal of, like, you know, the black male image?
No, not to me. Not from what, you know, my life experience. Me, what I see is it gives the women a bad rep.
Okay.
Flavor of Love, I Love New York.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it to me. It's more exploitation of the women.
Yeah.
Okay.
I really feel it's about even in when I was talking about the Hills earlier, you see the girls, they have the money, but they're just straight bitches for no reason. They don't, I mean, what do you do? What do you do besides go to the bar, drink, and talk about who's sleeping with Jay or who's sleeping with Jen, and Whitney's a bitch, she's trying to steal my man.
Exactly. And we have somebody in the chat room here, Miss Chocolate Dream 3411, and what she's saying that most of these black reality shows have black people acting crazy and stupid, which isn't right. This is a stereotype, and it's just a shame. And
wow.
I definitely agree with that comment. Finish.
Okay. I think it's, just like you're saying, and the person in the chat room saying, I think they're trying to imitate our life as a stereotype. They're trying to stereotype us by trying to imitate how they think all of us live through these reality TV shows, and that's not right.
And I totally agree with that. And I also feel, too, like Marty J was saying, the whole stereotyping of women, and I think they do portray the women worse, especially on shows like Flavor of Love. To me, that show set the standard for straight-up buffoonery and coonery. And it literally was to make, y'all know that's my word. It was literally to make him look like a pimp. You got all these females fighting, over him, but at the end of the day, they were doing it for their own, their own attention and their own fame. I don't think any of those women were truly in love with him, and not even New York.
Of course not. I mean, look at every reality show that is a love show. I mean, none of them women or men end up sticking with that person. I think it's a whole pimp show. Flavor Flav was the pimp, and the women that was on the show were the hoes. As simple as that. And vice versa, when the females had a show like that, such as New York, she was the pimp, and the guys was the hoes.
Exactly, and I definitely agree with that. And I just feel like, shows like I Love New York, Flavor of Love, I definitely feel like those shows are just straight up staged. Nothing more than to, I think it's just more for laughs and entertainment.
Right.
But unfortunately, like Chocolate Dream is saying, it's a circus. It's a circus, and people are truly thinking that this is the way black people behave.
Right. It's a stereotype. When they put these reality TV shows together, they're trying to imitate how they think we all live.
But because this ATL Housewives, they will have a little bit more sense because they're supposed
to. They're mothers and wives, and they carry on.
And they're older.
Carrying on like that. Crazy. You see how they act on that show? And they all are mothers and wives. And they're acting like teenage girls. You see how they were carrying on in that restaurant?
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And that just goes to show you, like we always say, everything that glitters is not gold. And you have a lot of people, it doesn't matter how much money you have or how many, NFL players you slept with and this, and that.
Uh-huh.
You have a lot of people who are not happy with themselves.
Right.
And I feel like a lot of people run to these reality shows just for, attention and, to get a quick shot of fame so people know them.
Right.
But I think where it becomes dangerous is when you have children, like I was saying before, thinking that this is really reality. This is the way it is. If I can get on a TV show, I can become famous. Everyone will know me. I see some of these reality stars, and it's not to knock anyone particularly, but they have more followers on Twitter than people who truly act. Than people who have a talent. Buck Wild have so many followers? And you know what I'm saying? Like, she was a trip on that show, and it's just like people are just eating this stuff up, and unfortunately, I feel like these shows are just dumbing us down, just to be honest.
And another thing, I was looking up some of the old reality shows earlier on today, some of the old girls that was on Flavor of Love, like Delicious. You go to her page, she has over 300,000 people that are on her friends list. And some of these people, most of these people that are on these reality TV shows, you see them on the show, then after that, you don't hear nothing else from them. They have their little, you know, 10 minutes of fame, you know, the websites and YouTube and all that type of stuff, and then you don't hear nothing else about them.
Right.
Exactly. And that's the unfortunate part, is that that fame starts to wear off. You know, they go from being what's hot to what's not.
My question is, why would you want somebody in your personal life? My mama always told me, what goes on at home stays at home.
Mm-hmm.
For the rest of the world to know.
Wow.
So
we have a caller calling in, you guys, real quick. Sorry to cut you off, Marty. We have somebody calling in from 484. I'm going to go ahead and let them in here.
Yeah.
Hello, 484? Hello?
Yes.
Hey,
hello,
this?
How you doing?
I'm good, boo. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm good.
I sounded like Wendy, Wendy Williams right there.
How you doing?
How you doing? Oh, damn. Stop.
Who is this?
Oh, the Beatmaster from Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Okay, I know that's what's up. So what you thinking about the show so far? How do you feel about all these reality TV shows?
It's crazy, you know. I mean, seriously, though, look, it's evolution of the times, man. Any way that these cats can make money, it's about money. It's a business. It ain't reality TV shows like me and you. I mean, I'm saying seriously,
mm-hmm.
like if we know cameras is in the background or something, we're not actually, we're going to emphasize and we're going to do certain things just for the ratings. They're told to do certain things to get ratings more than the next show. So it's no longer reality. When it first came out, it might have been a little reality and so on and so, but now it's a business. So, you know,
yeah.
That's what it basically boils down to for me.
I definitely agree with you with that.
About getting ratings and so and so. People rather, like, somebody just spoke on Delicious and so and so from Flavor of Love, so and so. These people know they only going to get that little 10 minute of fame, but that 10 minute of fame is something that they would have never gotten without that reality TV show.
Exactly.
They living on a whole nother level and another plane of life that they would have never probably seen. You know, like 300,000 people are following. She probably was just a little ghetto hood rat, you know,
Thank you.
Exactly. They were.
Can I get a hand clap?
Yeah, they were a nobody.
I'm going to do the hand clap because I really like what you said. That is the truth.
Right.
And so now let me ask y'all this. How do y'all feel about people who go on these reality shows, you know, seeking fame or whatever, who really they're on the show, they're not famous for nothing but just, you know, sleeping with slaves or whatever it is, but then, you know, 2-3 months after the show airs, they're on every magazine cover. You got models out here struggling. They're dropping rap albums, and you got artists out here who are genuine good artists, and they're struggling. Just like the girl from Real Housewives of Atlanta, Sheree.
Uh-huh.
I can't tell you how many people I know in the fashion industry who, you know, design, start their own clothing line, and they're struggling. But this girl is on the Real Housewives, and now she has She by Sheree, and then she got to be in Fashion Week. You know how many people would kill to be in Fashion Week? And it's like she only got it because she was on a reality show. And that's what irritates me, because it's like, why are we rewarding bad behavior?
That's crazy. That's nonsense. And it's not.
Does anybody agree with that or feel what I'm saying?
I agree.
I don't play.
I mean, seriously, everybody got it. It's a world. We feel of everything is about a hustle. And if they got it that way, that's how they got it. I mean, the way it was there for them. I mean, it's like I look at my deal with myself. That's somebody that's their own life. I don't really care. You know, that's just the way it is. I accept it as a fact of reality. You know, I don't sit in judgment.
Right. I mean, it's all about money. Like you said, they're out to get their money and their 10 minutes of fame.
And then nothing more.
Right. They're not on there for love. They're on there for fame. 10 minutes of fame. They ain't on there trying to find no husband or wife, please.
And it shows that you don't have to work for anything. Because like you said about all I have to do is be on a reality
On a reality TV show, right. And when kids coming up nowadays, and they be like, Mommy, I want to be on a reality TV show.
Mm-hmm. And now they have kids on reality TV shows, like when they did that VH1 show where they were talking about their kids want to be actors, and they had them going through all these little training camps, and they were kicking the kids and the moms off.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I forgot the name of the show, but now they're having shows, you know, for children, and now you have, like, beauty pageants as reality shows with these little girls being dressed up and looking like JonBenet Ramsey. You know, so I think it's almost, I mean, for real, it's just almost too invasive now. I mean, every channel, every station has a reality show.
I know. They've taken over, you know. Forget movies and, you know, real shows and stuff like that. Whatever happened. I mean, even shows like, you remember Jerry Springer? That was completely staged. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Completely staged.
Yeah.
People was on there getting paid to act like clowns.
Exactly.
And
you
remember,
he almost got 20 years in.
Right. Remember back in the day when The Real World was on MTV, when it was actually reality TV? And notice
mm-hmm.
as years and years go by, it gets more fake and fake and fake
mm-hmm.
and fake.
It's about who can leave the lasting mark, who they going to talk about on all the blogs and all the vlogs, who they going to gossip about this week. It's like
right.
whatever they can do for
right.
attention. And before it wasn't like that. It's like before, and a lot of times, and I know when they first started doing reality shows, it was almost like you were volunteering. You were just happy to be on TV. They didn't even really pay you. But now a lot of these folks are getting paid for these reality shows.
Mm-hmm.
So when you add money into the equation, that's going to change somebody's personality all the way around, because if you're kicking somebody a certain amount of dollars, they're really going to show out. And if that's what you want, if that's what the world wants to see, they're going to portray that 10 times harder.
Right.
Well, then, I mean, if I was on a reality show and I acted a fool and that reality show finished, what would people think of me afterwards? What image am I portraying for myself is what
mm-hmm.
I would think about.
Right.
Exactly. But see, unfortunately, a lot of people, they don't care. People are willing to sell their souls for anything.
Exactly.
So it's like, even though you may, like, look in New York. She's hated by so many people, but then she's also loved by people as well. So it's just like, you know, even though she may be hated, she still has that fame. She can
right.
still
and
get into certain clubs, you know, and
she's
has
paid.
The money.
She's getting paid
so some
to be
people,
hated
yeah.
on. She's getting paid,
yeah, so,
hated on.
Exactly. For some people, it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't blame the reality TV shows. I blame the people who watch that bullshit.
You ain't lying. You are not lying. That's
you know,
the
without
truth.
The without the viewers, there can be none.
Yeah.
Right. You're right about that. He's right. That's a valid point, because if they don't have any viewers, the show
mm-hmm.
loses ratings, and they could take it off air.
Exactly.
Look at this recent show that was taken off the air because a maniac was on there that killed his wife that was a model.
Yes.
Not to mention
the Megan, yeah. Megan wants to be a millionaire.
Megan
you
wants
know,
a millionaire.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
that's crazy.
And that to me was crazy because it's like, you know, y'all so busy trying to just cast anybody. You're not checking to see if these people have
background.
If they have psychological issues. You know, you're
right.
putting all these people in an unnatural situation.
That's
so when somebody flips, why are we shocked?
Right.
Yeah, because there's been some good, wholesome shows like a couple of years back that didn't make it to the next season or even make it through the full season because it didn't get enough watchers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That,
look at
The
Game.
The
Game on BET, they canceled that. Now it's on reruns. The Game, that show.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And that was a
they
good
canceled,
black show.
They canceled that show?
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm.
What
yeah,
happened to Girlfriends? What happened to Girlfriends? I love that show.
That was canceled also.
Yeah, but that had its years, though. That had some time. As a matter of fact, that was a long-running show for a
yeah,
yeah,
I know it was. It had, like, 5 seasons, didn't it?
No.
Yeah.
8.
Or 6 or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, more than 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, more than 5.
Yeah, I love that show.
Yeah, they had that show, Girlfriends, The Game, and Everybody
mm-hmm.
Hates Chris on the CW.
Right.
Now,
yes, and that
now,
show got canceled.
Yeah. Now look at
I love Everybody Hates Chris.
What about College Hill? College Hill.
That was some ghetto mess. I didn't
think What about College Hill?
I mean, okay, all these people are in college, and they acting like, you know, hood dudes on the street. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So really, I mean,
people
to me, it just was
people
like...
off the head with shoes, making blood run down in their face. I know y'all know what episode I'm talking about.
Yeah,
the girl that
jumped
out
the
girl here with the shoe and blood dripping down her face. I'm like, wow. And people pulling each other's weave out, getting kicked off the show the first night. Wow.
Exactly. And I'm like, these are the college students. Like, is this College Hill or just in the hill? You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't get it. I don't. I had
do you,
to stop watching
think,
the show.
Do you think they're getting paid to do that, though?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah. I don't know if they're getting paid to fight, but I know they're getting
they're
paid
getting
for a lot of these shows now.
Right,
mm-hmm.
they get something out of it if it ain't nothing but 10 minutes of fame.
Okay, let me ask y'all this. What's up with everybody who's done a reality show coming out with, like, half-naked modeling pictures? It's, like, every day
on the blog.
Don't get
me the names. Don't get me the name any
this
name.
Thing, I mean, besides, like, you know, besides, like, Delicious or whatever, like, everybody, they've been on a reality show, Flavor of Love, I Love New York. It's, like, all of a sudden here comes a sexy put-up pictures. You know,
right.
Just to try and make their 15 minutes the same stretch. Like, what's up with that?
Wow. I guess they want to get that extra paper. That extra paper.
Maximizing their opportunity from what they, you know, they just having a ripple effect. Maximizing, you know, if they get on that reality show and then after they get off the reality show, somebody else come past and say, well, we want you to, man, they were just going to keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they sold their soul, so, you know.
And they coming
got
out.
With scoopers.
Right, and they coming out with
right.
clothing lines and lip glosses and perfumes and all that kind of stuff and books
mm-hmm.
and all kinds of videos, you name it.
So, yeah, again, it shows that you don't have to have any sort of talent, true talent.
To make a dollar.
Exactly.
Right. You know, you made a comparison earlier. I remember a phase when, I don't know, I think it was Samuel Jackson or one of the big Hollywood stars spoke against rappers coming into movies. They felt because they didn't go through, you know, the training and so, and they were just feeling some type of way about making a movie with a rapper in it and whatnot because they wasn't considered.
Oh, yeah, 50 Cent and Samuel L. Jackson. I remember that little beef.
Yeah. Well, they had a big thing about it, and it's the same way with these models and certain people who, like, go to school, and this is their dream and career and goal, and here this person come out of reality TV stupid as hell and
exactly
cover of a magazine or in their spot, you know?
Exactly, and that's what I was saying. Like, it's not, like, to me, yeah, it's a hustle, but it doesn't make it right because you're right. You got people who went to school for this. You know, to be an actor or you know, whatever, you know, to model, and this is like their passion, be a fashion designer. And then because you lucked up and got a reality show, now everybody knows you and wants to work with you. But then the way you behave, it's, like I said, it's like rewarding bad behavior.
Right.
Because it is like we're, and then like, okay, the chat room is kind of popping. Let me see here what they're saying. Okay, somebody was in here saying it gives young people the idea that they have to be idiots to be noticed. And
uh-huh.
other people are agreeing with that. And I do
agree.
Feel that way.
I agree.
Now, this corporate America, man, this is all part of the program, man. They do this shit on purpose. I mean, it's about business and sales and whatnot. I mean,
mm-hmm.
like the fact that the reality TV person can get on a magazine cover, it shows you it ain't about the credits and what a person's history do have to do with the business is about. Well, we gonna sell this magazine, and these people want to see this person, or they want—I don't know, whatever reason. But if it's selling, it's somebody did it, and it had a ripple effect, and then other people jumped on it, and they kept it going. It's gonna get worse
yeah.
before getting better.
Right.
Right.
And another show that is supposed to be reality, America's Next Top Model. If you notice that show. That show has lost ratings because it has become even more fake every season. Because she don't practice what she preach, for one
mm-hmm.
thing. And the models that are being picked, you know, every season right now are models that are already in the game and got a name for themselves.
Yeah, like that mm-hmm. one girl, there was a lot of controversy, Shalicia, whatever her name, however you pronounce it.
Yes, Shalicia, uh-huh.
Yeah, when she won, it was like, how did she win when you've been working with Tyra, you've been in a McDonald's commercial,
exactly.
you've been doing so much stuff, it wasn't
exactly.
fair to the girls who had never done this.
Exactly.
You know, but I also feel like her show has, you know, basically just run off topic. Now
right.
she has, you know, pre-op transsexuals and, you know, burn system. It's like, it's more drama every, you know what I'm saying, every season it's
right.
like more drama.
What she shows on that show, T, like far as how the modeling world is on America's Next Top Model, that's not how true modeling life is. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? It's not reality
yeah.
as far as what goes on deep down in the modeling industry.
I look
exactly.
at it that they got to keep on to keep the ratings. Like we as human beings, we like after a while we get tired or something. And if it ain't nothing different about the picture or toy or whatever car or whatever, we got to move on to the next
thing,
the next model coming out. And that's what they constantly regurgitate and they keep on adding on to keep our attention and keep you know the fans viewing and whatnot. So they got to add something to it. The key to interest and whatnot. That's why every season, you know, some more shit come into the game,
mm-hmm.
you know, to make it more exciting or make it more thrilling or whatever.
Mm-hmm. More dry. And then, okay, now answer me this. Do you guys feel like she cannot get along with other women? Because you notice they got rid of Janice Dickinson, and then this season they got rid of Paulina.
Of course.
It's almost like, you know, what's up with her going through all these female hosts, and then what's her name,
right.
Twiggy left also.
Uh-huh.
So that is like, you know, something ain't right with the show. I stopped watching it a while ago, but something's not right with
that show.
I
stopped watching it, too. I stopped watching it, too. I used to love America's Next Top Model from its first season when they had the plus-size model on there, Robin. She was so pretty. The first season. Oh, my God. I loved America's Next Top Model back then. And now I don't even watch it anymore.
Yeah. I think a lot of people have stopped watching it because it really has. I see some more stuff going. Oh, I can't repeat what's going on in the chat room. Wow. I'm not going to repeat nothing that's going on in the chat room. If y'all want to see it, go in there and see it for yourself.
What?
But we're definitely, I'm not saying it. It's offensive. But, yeah, Twiggy's gone, Miss Chocolate Dream. Twiggy's gone. Paulina's gone. Tyra done got rid of all the women, so. I'm not sure, but however, she manages to keep Mr. J, who to me is another, you know what I'm saying, he's just a character, so I don't understand why he's there. It's like he's on the thing, he's on the, you know, the judging panel, but he doesn't bring anything to the table besides showing them how to walk. I'm going to need him to get off the panel. That's crazy.
He can show them how to walk that catwalk, girl.
That's about it. So now how do you guys feel? We've talked about Flavor of Love. I want to go into The Real Housewives a little bit deeper.
Uh-huh.
How do you guys feel about this show? I mean, I just think it's just ridiculous. All these women have money.
I think it should be called Ghetto Housewives of Atlanta.
I mean, that's how they're acting. I mean, I, you know what? And honestly, I can't even lie. I have to stop watching the show. I haven't seen it since when, I mean, it's like I've been catching bits and pieces. I can't even enjoy it because it's just totally, this season it's just about the drama, the fighting. I mean, last season was like that too, but that's when we were starting to get to know the ladies. But it's like, to me, it's just a bunch of women. First of all, half of them are not married. So how can you call yourself a housewife?
A housewife.
You have to be married to be a housewife.
Right.
And then, you know, Kim.
Kenny is not married to that man yet, is she? She's engaged.
No, they're not even together anymore.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they broke up. You know,
Kim,
but no, she wasn't married.
This chick Kim is just too much for me. This bitch was a waitress?
From what I'm hearing, she may have been a stripper. I'm not sure. But, yeah, it's crazy.
And she says, she goes to the store and she goes, I really need to get this jewelry because now I have the money.
Yeah.
Or,
because,
you know, but I mean, do you guys feel like the show, because a lot of people say it's making the city of Atlanta look bad. I don't see,
I mean, I can see how.
Okay, what were we going to say?
Well, I mean, I think it misrepresents black women, especially, you know, black women in Atlanta, because, I mean, there's a lot more black women in Atlanta than, like, you know, anywhere, you know what I'm saying? So to have those people on TV, it just misrepresents the whole city, and you look at the TV show and think that all those women are like that, when that's not the case.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. And then I think it also kind of makes us look bad because it's really showing a lot of people that, oh, even with money, they're still going to act ghetto and buffoonerish, and you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, even though they're rich and they have these, you know, NFL players and basketball players, look how they still behave like hood
girls.
Right,
can take the girl or the boy out. You know what they're saying, say can take the girl or the boy out the hood, but can't take the hood out the girl or the boy.
Yeah. I definitely think that fits that show.
Nene's the first one to call somebody ghetto. She's always calling ghetto.
Can I get a hand clap? Can I get a hand clap? That's what I don't understand. Like, you're the loudest one on the show. You're the rudest. You talk about everybody, but you want to sit here and throw stones. Sit your big tall self down. I'm going to need her to calm down, y'all. I'm going to need Nene to calm down.
Calm down, Nene.
Okay, they're talking in the chat room. They're saying, oh, goodness, we're going to read what you – we're not going to read what Furlough Soul is saying. He's in there. But he's telling the truth about some of this stuff, though. I can't hate on him for that. Greg, that dude, is saying that the show has been turned into a circus. Ms. Chocolate Dream is saying, let's see here. I was hoping that the Real Housewives of Atlanta would be positive. Nene's the ghettoest one on this show. And she, oh, no. And she said that Nene looks like a man. So. That was harsh, Ms. Chocolate. That was harsh. But,
I'll play you.
Huh?
I said she's big enough to be a football player.
I play volleyball or something.
I'm just real disappointed. I thought this season was gonna be better. I thought they would learn from all the cattiness and all the nonsense.
Right.
How do you guys feel about Lisa?
Lisa?
I think Lisa is beautiful, the one that's black and Asian on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's pretty, but she reminds me of one of those quiet instigators. Like, she likes to, you know, she likes to like drop seeds. Yeah, she likes to plant seeds and instigate little things, and then you know, and then hide her hands like she ain't doing nothing.
Right.
I don't respect that.
I agree.
I've noticed that.
That's how she is. She likes to do her mess and get stuff started and instigated on the low, just so her name won't pop up into, you know, arguments and stuff. So she got to play low key. She's sneaky. She's sneaky, yeah. She's a sneaky one. She's a drama queen.
Yeah, see, somebody else is saying that they're agreeing with me in the chat room that Lisa is she's a mess starter.
Right. She's an undercover,
you know what I'm saying?
Drama queen.
Yeah, and then it's like she plays the innocent, cute, I'm just this, and I'm just a mom. And my thing is, she got really upset. I know the one time I caught the show, she got mad about Kim for putting her business out there and saying she was a crackhead or whatever. But my thing is, you don't have custody of your kids. And they never talk about her other children. And she has 3 kids total.
Right.
But it's almost like, and from what I'm hearing, that she's not allowed to talk about her boys that she has with Keith Sweat. It's just something that just don't sit well with me. I mean, he has to be an exceptional father to have custody of them. Like, you know, how did she lose custody? Because a lot of times it's very hard for a woman to lose custody if you're doing the right thing. You know, not saying that she was doing drugs, but I just feel like there's just more to the story.
Right, right. I think so, too. I think we need to investigate.
Oh, wow.
What about Frankie and
Nessie? Oh, Lord, now on to Frankie and Nessie. What do y'all have to say about that show?
A mess. One word, mess. Mess with a capital M.
Okay, my boy from 484, what you got to say about Frankie and Nessie? What do you think about that show?
I don't watch none of them. I can't even comment on them.
I know that's right. I caught the show
mother, right?
Once.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so I've only seen these chickies on the Poe show, and it was just a mess. They were at the restaurant. All of them were, like, having a reunion or some type of mess.
Right.
But they were arguing.
And turned into a big fight.
Exactly.
I mean, in the restaurant. I mean, not a good look. Not a good look. And not only that, Frankie, with her old behind, she got this young man as her boyfriend. I guess she's playing sugar mama.
Yeah. And he's just another, you know, he's like real young, and he's so much younger than her, and he still has this thuggish way.
Right.
Because she's not trying to better herself. They're talking in the chat room, and they're saying that the editing also makes the show badder than what it is. Other people are saying that they feel sorry for Keisha Cole. I definitely agree with that. And one thing I've noticed is, I don't see Keisha out as much or being photographed with her mom and sister. at parties and things like that. I don't see her. I think she's trying to distance herself away from Frankie and Nessie. First of all, I don't understand why they got a show.
Right.
I don't understand that. Like, you know, it was Keisha Cole's show, and I can understand them being on the show because they're part of
their
family.
I'll tell you why they got a show. I'll tell you exactly why they got a show. Just like one of the callers who spoke of earlier, fame, money, and to get more views and ratings on BET.
Yep.
Because they know Nessie and Frankie are both clowns, and that's going to bring more people to watch BET.
Exactly, and people are still in here saying poor Keisha. And Greg, that dude said that Keisha didn't want them to do the show. Somebody else is saying that Frankie likes them thugs.
She do. She likes them young thugs. She likes them young thugs.
But see, I have a question, because when we see the BET Awards and the president, the light-skinned woman, she seems so professional and so
Deborah Lee.
So put together.
Deborah Lee's her name. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But she's the president, but on the flip side, this is the type of stuff that you're airing on your network.
Right.
Exactly.
So what that makes her look
like. And see, she got mad when people had sent her angry letters, when the little girls, the Oh My God girls, Lil Wayne's daughter, and Toy and Tiny's kids or whatever, when they jumped on stage during that performance, a lot of people sent her in BT a lot of angry emails. You know, so it's like she tried to distance herself and say that she didn't know and she wouldn't let her kids do it. But it seems like her show in BET is always quick to air the worst of black people. And then trying, you know, and then hide their hands like they didn't know. You know, I had no idea. But it's like, how do you not know? And you guys are the ones okaying this stuff.
Exactly. And what and about... go ahead.
Oh, no, you're fine.
And what about the show Tiny and Toya?
Okay, what they're saying in the chat room, somebody brought it up. They say, I think Tiny and Toya is an okay type of show.
And why do you think it's an okay type of show, Singleton?
I mean, they were. It seemed like they were family oriented. I mean, like, you know, Tiny.
Yeah,
was
it did.
Oriented.
It didn't have no fights or anything like that.
Right,
and I agree with that.
They didn't fight at all.
I agree with that.
I mean, it just chronicled Tiny's the one that's with T.I., right?
Yeah, she was the little short, light-skinned one with the blonde hair.
It was chronicling the times when, you know, T.I. was going away. I could get that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Tiny kind of scares me.
Why do you say she scares you?
Her face scares me.
Oh, Lord.
But on the flip side of the joke, she doesn't seem to have any personality. Okay, she's talented. But and then when she's talking to Tiana, she just seems so, she doesn't seem there. Like, is that what you want people to see?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And, some of the things that they said on that show, I'm like, wow, did you actually say that on national TV, you know?
What did they say that you were like, oh, my God?
Girl, I'm not even going to get
the relationship between her and T.I. and then, you know, her personal life. And, again, like I was saying before, do you really want people in your personal life like that?
Right.
Really want a fly on your wall.
Right.
Yeah. Now, one thing I will say about the show, the bits and pieces I did catch, I do like Tiny's family structure. She's very close to her parents.
Yeah, I know.
She can talk to her mom about anything. A lot of people are saying in the chat room they didn't realize she was that her parents were an interracial couple. Toya has had a rough life, and I know the show started off with her trying to find her crackhead mom. You know, and her mom was, like, back in New Orleans.
Her
and the streets, and I felt bad. I felt bad for Toya. She's been through a lot.
Her
you know, and
get back together.
No, I don't think they need to get back together. I'm going to need Lil Wayne to take care of all four of his kids that he has on the way. That's what I need Lil Wayne to do. I don't need him messing up to what Toya's trying to do. Because Toya's trying to handle her business. Lil Wayne needs to get snipped.
Lil Wayne needs to put a cap on it. Even though I love me some Lil Wayne, he do need to put a cap on it for right now.
Yes, yeah, it's too much. I'm not. He's a grown man. He can afford the kids, but I mean, again, that's just a lot of kids. You got babies being born in the same month. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Do he got a baby by Nivea?
Yeah,
I know that's outside, yeah, but anyway.
I think she had her baby by now, but I'm not sure. Oh, no, they're talking about Tiny Snows. Y'all stop, stop. Stop, please.
And don't she have a piercing on her nose?
I don't know. I don't
know. It's drawing more attention to
her
nose.
Her lips, too. What's going on with her lips?
Her mouth is
crooked. I hear people say her mouth look kind of crooked, like she owns something. When she talks,
they're saying that in the chat room.
I really don't think she all there. I really just don't think she there. Like, put together, wrapped tightly.
You never know. You never know what people go through, especially once they've been in the industry. You know, you get exposed to so much stuff. You know, you never know, for real. I mean, you never know. I don't know why her mouth looks like that, y'all. Y'all quit writing about that girl's mouth. They're in here writing about this girl's mouth and nose. I don't know what. Wow.
Some people say with all that makeup eyeshadow piled on her eye that she looked like a raccoon. I know they're going to bring that up next in the chat room.
They're in here showing out.
I know that. I wish I could go downstairs and get on the computer so I could see.
Yeah. But, a lot of these shows, you know, they're so-called entertainment, but I think at the end of the day, I think they are doing more harm than good.
Yeah.
I think to the image of minority people, and, you know, not just black people, because they be having the Puerto Ricans on there showing out and, you know, be ready to fight too, and you know, I'm from the Bronx. I'm poor. You know, they try and stereotype. It's like they have these stereotypes of each race. You know,
right.
And it's crazy. So I just think they're not. It's more harm than good, and it's also like somebody was saying, it's showing kids that you don't have to have no type of drive or gumption in life. You can just basically just apply, get on a reality show, and now you have instant fame, instant money, and you know, and it doesn't work like that. And I remember, does anybody remember a few months ago when, I think Media Take, I did an article on it, Buck Wild was on Twitter begging for money?
Are you serious?
I don't know, I don't follow her, but she had sent a tweet out a few months ago begging for money. She wanted her followers on Twitter to send her at least a dollar. And she has a few hundred, you know, followers. So, you know, a dollar per person, that's, you know, and I'm just like, this is ridiculous. And people are actually sending this girl money to PayPal. And I'm sitting here like, you know.
You have got to be kidding me.
People were actually sending her money, and I just didn't understand it. And to me, I would took it as, okay, she was on TV, she's supposed to be a comedian now, and she's asking us for money. Something is not right. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have sent her a dime. She couldn't have gotten nothing from me. She didn't get anything from me. But I just thought that was crazy that she was on Twitter begging for money. And people was actually going to her PayPal account sending her money.
You know
and
what?
They also have an account up for Safari because Safari's in prison. People are putting money on Safari's books. I'm like, what kind of mess is this? We don't even know these people, but we're supporting them.
Wow. And you know what, though? I mean, they get their 10 minutes of fame and their little bit of money after these shows, and then you don't hear from them again, and they go broke, and they become, basically what they were from the start, a nobody.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that just makes me feel like a lot of people have sheep mentality. You know, whatever they see, whatever they hear, they just go with it. They don't ask any questions. How can somebody that you don't know just send a tweet and just say, send me money, and you just go and do it? Like, you know, are you that brainwashed to think that these people haven't cured cancer? They haven't done anything, you know, positive. I'm not trying to say that they're negative people, but they haven't really done anything to contribute to society. So why are you going out your way to go help them?
Right.
Especially when they should have their own funds and they should have, you know, they shouldn't have wasted their money or squandered their money. Then, you know, if they were on the show, they got paid something. So I don't know if she did it as a scam, but she said she was broke and her reality checks don't, you know, are not like they used to be. So that was her excuse for why she was asking for money. But I think it's crazy. I'm sitting here reading the chat room. A lot of people are shocked.
This for lost soul person is killing me.
He's in there. He's telling the truth. He in there going off. He's going to come in and say what he got to say. Okay, let's see here. John T. says something here. Okay. He says, hey, T. Fizzle, another show I think is going downhill is American Idol. It's to the point now where it's more about the looks and talent. Oh, I'm so glad you said that, John. I agree. And I'm not a big Idol fan. I haven't even watched it since. Who was the one that won when it was all that the big boy, Ruben Studdard. That was the last time I watched
it. That was the last time I watched it, too.
That I really paid attention from start to finish. Now, when Fantasia was on, I caught bits and pieces. But now he is so absolutely right. It is not about talent. It's about the package deal, what they can put together. If you have the body, the hair, the looks, the eye color, they're trying to put together a package. It's not about talent no more. It's really not. How do you guys feel about American Idol?
What do y'all think about America's Next Dance Crew?
All those sort of competition shows, they're saying that the votes that the viewers send in are rigged.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, how do y'all feel about that? Do y'all think that they're rigged?
I did watch them.
Got to be.
You said you ain't watching nothing.
Right. I think they already know who's going to win every season.
Four Lost Souls said American Idol, more like American Sham. That's true. I mean, I don't believe in the votes either, because I know it was all that drama when Clay and Ruben, as far as who won, and people were saying that their lines were cut off in certain cities. And then, when I first started thinking it was fake and it was for just ratings and blog talk, is when Sanjaya kept winning. When he kept going on further and further, Sanjaya with the crazy hair, the Indian boy, they really couldn't sing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell me y'all forgot about Sanjaya.
That's when
I realized it was kind of fake. Because Sanjaya just kept going on and on.
Now, Chocolate Dream is saying they watch it for the auditions. I can't stand that.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah, the auditions are the best part. I agree.
Why?
But you know what? I even heard that the auditions was fake. Because somebody at work told me that her cousin can sing. I mean, her cousin can sing. And they went to audition or whatever. You have to audition first before they'll even let you go into the audition to meet Simon and them.
Wow.
So the people that are coming into the auditions to meet Simon and them, they're cast to come in and behave that way.
You got it.
And John says he believes that the votes are rigged.
I think so, too.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too.
So we got votes rigged, we got auditions rigged, but people still watch. I mean, American Idol, every time it comes out, it's like the top rated during the season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know what? They've been losing a lot of ratings, and I think they're going to lose even more because Paula Abdul is no longer on there.
Yeah.
They have Ellen DeGeneres on there now, so I think they're going to be losing some more ratings. But, I think a lot of these shows are just, I just feel like they're just here to just dumb down a lot of people. It's cool to watch them every now and then. I just don't feel like people should really feed into them or think that this is reality or think that these people are really living like that. That beautiful house with the pool that everybody's making out in and the hot tub, after everything is done wrapping, they have to go home to their apartment.
Exactly.
It's like they don't live in the real world house.
Exactly.
Once they're done shooting, that house goes back to, whoever owns the home. I think people need to realize that.
What about the Tool Academy or whatever the heck that show is?
Oh, God. I can't even watch that. I didn't even watch that all the way through. It's just, I don't get it. Screw you, Tool Academy.
Oh, my God. They have a bunch of morons on that show.
Yeah, it is. I can't watch Tool Academy. It's just a bunch of macho men getting into it. And then the females, and my thing is, if your guy is that bad that you have to go on TV and turn him from a tool, you shouldn't be with him.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, wait. That's the show when they're trying to fix their boyfriend?
Right.
Yeah, Change them from a tool to being a real man. Yep, that's the show.
What's a tool?
Yeah.
Always a tool.
Exactly. You guys, I've had so much fun doing this show, and I want to thank everybody. We have about 5 minutes left. Somebody's calling in. So real quick, 919, I'm going to let you talk. Hold on. Let's see here. Hello, 919.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
I was just trying to listen in.
Oh, okay. Who is this?
This is Tron.
Tron, what's up, Tron? So what did you think about the show? Do you think, what do you feel about the whole reality thing?
Well, actually, I just called in. So I was just trying to see what, what y'all was talking about.
We're just talking about basically reality TV, how people feel about it. Is it doing more harm than good? And most of us have just came to the consensus that it's doing more harm. It has a lot of minority people, you know, blacks, Latinos, whatever, looking bad. A lot of people are selling their souls, you know, just for fame and fortune. And a lot of it ain't even lasting because Buff Wild was tweeting that she needed money.
Oh, yeah.
So that's like,
yeah,
that's,
right.
That's the basis of it. Mm-hmm. So we're just, the show's getting ready to end. Mm-hmm.
You
said Frankie and Nessie. We just got done talking about them. Everybody, you're going to have to go in the chat room and read. Like, they, yeah, people was going off about Frankie and Nessie and Tanya and Toya. I'm not feeling the Frankie and Nessie show. I caught it 2 times. I'm going to need Frankie to get some contacts out her eyes. I don't know what that's about. I don't get what she's doing.
But,
you know, I was happy for her. I thought she was clean. I don't know if she's back using. It's just some of her behavior is just really strange. All the yelling, all the, you know, shouting in front of the kids. I'm not feeling the show. You know, right. It's just too much drama. It's too played up for the television. Nessie cries every 5 minutes. I'm going to need her to calm down.
Right.
Take some medicine. You know, just calm
that
down.
Serious.
She got 6 kids. You know, she got a lot of kids, and she just needs to focus on her children and focus on, I don't know, did her and that man all ever get married? Because I don't watch the show like that. Because I know they were engaged. I just think they need to focus on their marriage and just raise their 6 kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's
you know,
a dysfunctional
it's
family. I mean,
It is.
We all supposed to be a dysfunctional family, so, you know, but it's a lot out there that's going on right there. You know what I'm saying? A lot of families out there just actually experiencing, they actually got a connection, you know, to how they feel, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean,
and it is true, it's a lot of families out there, but I think the problem is it's like people feel like it's airing out dirty laundry. You know, like it's certain things that should be kept behind closed doors that everybody don't need to know. And I think that that's like the issue that people are having with the shows, because a lot of other races are looking at it like, oh, every black person's mom must be a crackhead prostitute who just abandons her kids. Like, a lot of people are really starting to think, like, you know, this is how the black family structure works, and it's not necessarily that way.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But this show is about to end, you guys. We have about 3 minutes. I want to thank everyone who called in. This was my first show. It was a test show. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Tomorrow I am doing a show about gang violence and what we can do to stop the violence, and it's going to be dedicated to the boy Darius Albert, who got hurt in Chicago, well, not hurt, but he got killed, beat to death in Chicago. So we're going to be discussing that tomorrow and what we can do to help the youth and, you know, just try and get to the bottom of why kids are so angry nowadays. And I see another caller coming in. I'll let you in real quick, but then we got to go. 773?
Yeah, it's me, Philosopher Holly.
Hey.
How you
doing? Hey. What's going on,
so? Not much. How you doing?
I'm good. Did you enjoy the show? Did I do good?
I enjoyed it like a motherfucker. I love it.
Oh, there you go cussing. Stop.
I told you you was going to be the shit. Didn't I tell you on Twitter?
Thank you.
That you was
going
to knock it off the ball. I knew you was going to hit a home run. I told you on Twitter
Thank
you was a natural in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? You're a natural. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I'm really glad everybody came through and stopped. I'm going to be in the chat room for a little bit longer, so if you guys want to talk to me in the chat room, we can keep talking about these reality shows because I'm not sleepy.
Yeah.
So let's keep the chat going if y'all want to chat, but I know this thing's about to cut off any minute. Does anybody want to shout anything out? We got 2 minutes left. Anybody want to shout out their MySpace? Oh, 90 seconds left.
Yeah, I'm going to shout out my videos on YouTube. YouTube.com/ForLostSoulsOnly to watch my videos, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks, Greg. Make sure you watch me on YouTube, YouTube.com/LovelyT2002. I'm loudmouth, I cuss, but I'm me. I'm real. Love it or hate it. Y'all have a good night. Thank you for joining T-Sizzle Radio.
For sure. Yeah. You did good. You did great. You nailed it. You nailed it. Like nails in a coffin.
I'm going to need you to hang up.
You nailed it.
Bye.
You nailed it. Yes, you did. You nailed it. 51 seconds left, girl. That's what I'm looking at on the computer.
Oh, yeah, I see it now. I was trying to find where everybody was sending a little time at. Okay, we got 26 seconds. I'm going to go into the chat room. But oh, I'm glad the show worked out really good. And I think everybody had a lot of good ideas and really good discussions.
You
and I'm glad my host came through. I want to thank Singleton 28, Princess FAA, Marty J, and everyone who called in, Greg That Dude, Chocolate Dream, everybody in the chat room. Thank you, guys. I truly appreciate it.
Of course. You knew I was.
And you, too, for Lost Souls.
You knew I was coming. You knew I was going to be there for you. You knew I was going to support you.
I know
you.
That's right.
You know that. You know that. No doubt. Tomorrow night at 10, huh?
Tomorrow night at 10, come with your ideas and solutions. We got to stop the killing. We got to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hopefully I can recite everything I said in my three videos on Community Solutions, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 I did on my YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully I'll be able to, well, I can recite some of it because I got some of it wrote down. But I got some in my some of the videos and whatnot. Well, one of the videos in particular. Yeah, I'm going to name 8 things, the top 8 steps to end black-on-black crime and domestic violence and whatnot.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
We definitely want you to call in, and you know it's gonna be a hot show. We gotta, you know, we gotta get everything together.
I'm definitely gonna call in and drop those top eight things that to end black on black crime and domestic violence for good.
Mhm.
Yeah. Top 8 secular solutions, no doubt.
That's what's up.
There's spiritual solutions too, you know, all that, all kinds of solutions. The question
is, we gotta get it together. We got
the thing is, when are we gonna take action? When are we gonna actually do those solutions in real life?
You're right.
Because a show is just entertainment only on YouTube, Blog Talk Radio, or wherever. Until you take action in the streets, where the drama is at. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You're right about that.
Do I sound exactly like I do in my videos?
Yes, you do. As soon as you caught it, I'm like, who that is? Yes, you do.
You recognize my voice immediately, huh?
Uh-huh. As soon as you caught it, I know who that is. You know, you kept it popping in the chat room. You had a lot of people thinking, so I'm glad about that. It needed to be said. These reality shows are just dumbing us down, and we need to take them for what they are. It's just a TV show. It's entertainment. It is not reality.
Did you read all my comments I made in the chat room?
Yeah, I couldn't read them on camera, but I did read them.
I made a lot of comments. You know, after you said hello to me and after you said, hey, sweetie, I started
mm-hmm.
making comments right then and there. Right then, you know.
Oh, okay. Hold on. That's my other line. Hold on, okay?
Yeah. Definitely killed it. You was nervous, huh? Yeah, you didn't sound like it, that's for sure. Not at all. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Still there? Do videos, chocolate, dream.